5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You are listening to Flowing with Famous, your All Things Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno. I am Joshua Teehee, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and with me, as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
I'm here, Josh.
Yeah.
Here to talk about Fresno.
Which we do every month. We talk about Fresno, and people can tune in. They don't. No one tunes anymore. I guess they download.
Sure.
Stream, whatever.
Stream
they
it. Do. Download it. Watch it on CMAC.
Oh, yeah. Watch it
on
whatever.
Greetings to those watching a screen on CMAC.
Screen on CMAC or have it or on.
Just, yeah, just have it on in the background. Whatever. I think it's cool. I appreciate CMAC playing that for us.
So,
I was like, I tell my daughter, look, I'm on TV.
Look, I'm on TV.
I'm like, no, you're not,
no,
Dad.
No, you're not, Dad.
Well, come on, I'm on TV.
That's my voice. You know that's my voice. He's like, no, that's like, not.
No, she runs from that. Like, oh, my God, you're such a.
Not again. So, bunch of stuff happening in Fresno. We are into October now. And because of the way that the schedule falls, first Monday is kind of in, already in. So, we're into October.
We're well in. This is our weird first Monday. Once in a while, it makes a weird thing. Yeah. So.
So all the October stuff is already here. The weather is finally turning nice. People are wearing sweaters.
Wonderful. God. There was one day at Tioga when they played Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to go. Obviously, I had to go.
Yeah.
And
didn't bring a sweater.
God. It was like the first, I brought my t-shirt. I had on myself. And, it was it was probably like 65 or something, and I was freezing.
So here's the thing.
I had to leave.
So
this is
did
just,
you really?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this is too much.
So
this is too much.
This part of the year in Fresno is tricky because morning and night times, freezing. Yeah. Middle of the day, still kind of warm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like
there's only a few hours of the day where it's perfect.
You think to yourself in the morning, like, oh, I'm going to go out. It's cold. I have my sweatshirt on. Mm-hmm. You put your sweatshirt is nice because you can take it off. But a lot of times I'll put a sweater on.
Yeah.
And then I'll get into the middle of the day and I'll be sweating and thinking, like, what am I doing? Then I'll take it off and set it in my car. Then I'll be like that out somewhere and realize, like, oh, man, I need to have my.
I was screwed. I had nothing.
Well, that's too bad. So you couldn't really enjoy
If I had some clothing money, I would have just bought a hoodie there at Tioga. Well, that's a nice thing, being a brewery. You're just like, I'll just buy some merch.
I wonder, they probably did really well that night.
They probably started going through all the hoodies.
Or the scarves or whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
What the hell?
And the Fresno
going on?
Fair is happening.
Yeah,
also.
We're in the middle
we're
of
in the
it.
Midst. The first weekend
so
is already passed.
Knee deep
we're
in it. You've been out there.
Moving. I went on Wednesday and I saw the Appletones.
The media opening day.
I saw the Appletones and Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Give me an honest review. Don't be nice. Give me. Ray Appleton as a bass player. Forget about all the Ray Appleton stuff. Just like, how's the bass player of that band?
So, if he was terrible, I didn't notice.
Okay.
You know? I mean, I wasn't paying, like, clear attention to him, which I probably should have, maybe.
Yeah. I want you to stand there, just, the folded like, arms move right in front of
right
him,
front
and
of
just
him.
Look at him and be
watch
like,
his fingers.
Me.
No, I mean, I think he's good. He's not like pulling off any kind of like the guy from the Who or whatever.
He's not doing Flea stuff up
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, he's not doing anything crazy, but he's definitely able to hold down, you know, the band, and they have a good drummer, so I think they're I feel like the rhythm section was good, you know.
All right. Okay.
I thought the tone was good and fitting for
he's
what
not just
doing,
there you know? Because he's They're just like, oh, he's a terrible place for everybody. He's hurry up, and so we got a little employer.
So, I mean, I think they're friend. Like, I think they're all friends, you know. And I think like they've been playing for a long time, yeah. So it's probably one of those things. Like, you know, he's probably as good at bass playing as I am at singing. You know, I mean, like you do it long enough, you kind of get good at it. I will say I felt like he was pretty funny. Like. Had a good kind of stage. I mean, mm-hmm. He was kind of himself, but he made some funny. You know, he comes out and they're like getting set up or whatever, and they're just about to play, and he's like, "We've come for your geritol." It's like, all right, you know your audience. And then at one point, you know, in the middle of the thing, there they did that thing where they kind of introduce all the band mm-hmm. members
and all the bass,
yeah.
Did he do a little riff after his name was announced? Ray Appleton.
But he was like, they were talking about how, you know, they don't get paid for these things. They just kind of do it for fun. And mm-hmm. he's like, you can go buy a t-shirt or if you want. And he's like, because all the money goes back to supporting our kids. And I laughed. And then reminded me how, you know, Rory, his son Rory used to work at the Fresno Bee, and he would always talk about how, you know, his inheritance was the bass collection. So I was like, man, nice to see his inheritance being put to good use there. So anyway.
So yeah, so that, and what else? What else? What food did you have at the fair?
I didn't have any food. I just went there. Haven't had any food
Why
yet.
Bother going?
Well, I was there mostly just for the show. You know, the Bee was a sponsor, so we did a little thing. And then,
yeah.
So the show, and then when I was done, I was just done.
Did you check out the Fresno Museum at all?
I have not checked it out this year. I'll probably be going back to do like a round of, you know, actual fair going and having some food and whatever.
I said there this last year, don't sleep on that museum, behind the Paw Paw.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're like wondering, it's the building behind Paw Paw.
Yeah.
You actually can, like at one point in the building, you can actually go outside of it, and it's basically inside the Paw Paw. You can like...
Yeah, yeah, because that upstairs, they open that up to like VIPs or whatever mm-hmm. when the concerts are happening, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
I think that's how it works, but it's really cool. They have a lot of awesome stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this, though, because this is new to the fair this year.
There's always something new.
What's
the new thing this year?
A giant statue... of Jerry Dyer.
Oh my God!
Have you seen it?
I see the pictures. Yeah.
You haven't been. I haven't been yet. I went to the fair and I didn't do any fair stuff other than see the show. So I need to go back because I got to see this thing. Gigantic statue of mm-hmm. It's not really of Jerry Dyer. It's in tribute to him because it's like a giant Transformer robot looking thing. It looks like RoboCop, you know, but not like the actual RoboCop, the RoboCop that the second one they remade that went crazy or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But it's in the crazy part about, so man, the fact that they decided to do like a tribute to the chief, I kind of get it because it's like if you're the fair really like exists or is able to exist the way it does because of their partnership with law enforcement. You know, like if the Fresno PD wasn't there, and I don't know what their like partnership looks like. Like, you know, I assume it's probably they have some deal with the PD mm-hmm. and the PD pays, you know, people's overtime to have people like
something.
There's some sort of whatever. But that they can't operate without having that kind of law enforcement there, mm-hmm. You know. And they, I want to say they probably have other like outside security and stuff too. But anyway, so it sort of makes sense for them, you know, to kind of pay tribute to the chief, knowing that he has been such an integral part of the department for so long, and et cetera, and so forth.
Right,
but it's a weird look, considering that he's running for mayor and like you know
in another timeline or another city, like you're saying, it sort of makes sense. Like, oh, somebody's been there for 40 years and he's a police chief, makes sense to have some sort of tribute. But there's just
especially if you think about the Fresno Fair and the Fair Board, and you know,
so
who
yeah,
they
the
are,
idea
and,
of it is fine. It's just like there's just so much weirdness about the Chief Dyer. It's just like
Well, and then also
running for mayor at the same time. It's just
and then also the statue kind of itself,
a weird spot.
You know, so it's like a law enforcement statue. There is this like definitely like a military military looking thing. And there's bullets on it and hand grenades for some reason. Yeah. And then a cross in one hand and like a Bible verse. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Now we're getting really weird.
So it's just like I feel like how they went about it, you know, maybe a little bit questionable. Right. But. So it's out there if you want to go see it, and I assume – I mean it looks like it's there until it's forever.
Forever.
I mean it's a new
–
forever exhibit. It'll be there all the time and, you know.
Where is it at? Is it out like where that Old West area is?
Or? I believe so. I believe it's kind of like over by the livestock buildings.
Oh, yeah.
I think. And again, like I didn't – or it could actually be more – oh, it could actually be more over toward the pavilion stage.
Okay.
If you know where that is.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not sure. I haven't gone
out there.
To
go
see
look
it. But
it.
It's at the fair. You can track it down and find it if
walk
you
around.
Want to look at it. So.
It may be hot, maybe raining. You don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing. Yeah, like you're saying, the weather in October, it's just the fair weather is like, sometimes it's scorching heat, and then sometimes it's raining.
Yeah,
and
we haven't had rain yet.
I'm
a little upset
by
that.
What's going on? We had some snow at the top of the crest, but that's
what I heard. Yeah,
that's all.
So yeah, the fair is happening.
It's always great.
There's some cool
stuff.
So it's
great.
Yeah,
get out there, eat some food.
Are you excited? What food? We were talking about the food. What are you excited about?
Well, I always corn dog. Number one, first thing. I'm like, get out of the way, everyone, get out of the way. Going to find a corn dog. And then after that, then I'm like, all right, what's the fried guy doing?
What they got? You know what he's doing this time? Hot Cheetos burrito.
Oh,
it's a buffalo. Yeah. So it's a buffalo chicken burrito with mac and cheese and bacon.
Okay.
Deep fried. Right. And then like dipped in hot Cheetos.
No.
It's too
much.
Not
down.
Yeah.
No. Usually I'm down with all his things, but no.
We're trying the fair, and I think this is interesting, and let me get your take. They were trying to do DoorDash during the fair.
What?
So that you could get hot dog, like cinnamon roll,
to your house?
Cheesecake sandwich delivered to your house via DoorDash.
Oh.
What do you think?
I just think
it didn't end up happening, but it was in the plan.
The fair,
it was on their website and stuff for a while.
Fair
it was,
food doesn't travel well. I've done that last year. I brought back some fair back to the house.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't travel well.
Okay,
and then that seems like a lot of activity, DoorDash activity for like. It seems like
there was a lot that I was logistically wondering
just
how
logistically,
they were going to be able to.
Sounds too
but
much.
I assume that
I'm
like
I'm not a DoorDash fan either, so
I assume that they would have. You know, the fair would have like, or each of the vendors would have runners that would, you know, put in the order and then take the order out to DoorDash, and DoorDash would have a specific place they could show up and get it. I don't know.
I feel like it could hurt attendance a little bit, too.
Okay, so that's what I thought, but like, that would be a lot of DoorDashes to hurt their attendance.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Even if there's 1,000 people that are doing that, like, that's
how many of those were going to go anyway?
Right, that's dropping the
not
bucket.
Not going
to
go anyway.
I mean, more than to me, it feels like the only thing it's going to do is like get people to get fair food, which is good, and drive up concessions. And then more than that, it's just going to get them publicity, like even just for the publicity, because it's such a like kind of interesting, cool thing. So. Maybe next year they'll have it running or someone else will pick it up. But I think that's a great – because how many people – like so many people, the reason they go is for the fair food. So if you suddenly are like, yeah, just drop it at my house.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
– I've never done DoorDash, so I don't know.
I've done it. I don't like it. I'm not, the idea of the idea of a third-party person handling – the food just creeps me out.
Right.
And I don't.
You just like, you'll go pick it up.
Yeah. I do a lot of picking up.
Yeah.
And so I should be like, oh, welcoming this. Like, right, oh, right. Thank God I don't have to go out. But it just, you know, and it takes a lot longer
than
going
pizza,
and getting it.
What about pizza delivery? That's fine.
Yeah. Because it's straight, there. It's right. theirs.
Okay.
Like, I'll get Mama Mia's delivered.
Yeah.
Or me and Ed's delivered because it's their right. guy.
And you know that if something goes wrong, there's like a direct line
right.
back to
it's
the
It's like
thing.
They're,
but with DoorDash,
they're an
it's
employee
like,
of the restaurant, right, so right, they right, can right. handle it.
So and that third party messes with
that
you.
That third party just creeps okay. me out that yeah. like there's some random dude
yeah.
with my food.
I get that.
And has to yeah. and has to go in and pick it up, and then if it's not like, what happens if it's not right?
Right.
And I'm like, what's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a whole, it seems, it's too too much.
That's the gig
it's
economy.
Too much for me.
It's the
Josh,
new gig economy, man.
It's too much for my sensibilities.
I understand that. I understand that. All right. So that's all the fair stuff. We wrap that up. We're done with it. Set it aside.
Boom.
We're
you'll, hope you had fun.
Yeah. Hope you had fun. We'll see you next year.
That Swedish. Those I didn't. The Swedish singer. Did you see that?
Oh yeah yeah
did,
yeah.
Did
yeah.
you see this, Josh?
I did
I was like,
see it.
I was like. Is this somebody I should
Who
know?
Who
like,
is it?
How is it? How is it? They're having a Swedish singer at the fair.
Swedish pop singer. She's apparently fairly popular. I think it's definitely one of those like up and coming acts
yeah,
that like
right.
you know maybe in
I feel like,
a
I
couple
feel like,
of years
yeah,
or
in
5 years
they're gonna be like I saw her at the fair.
Right. I think it's one of those things. I mean, like she definitely has a song that has hit some. Her name, I believe it's Zara Larsson, double S-A-L, like very Swedish spelling of it. I don't know. She was there on this weekend on Saturday, and I don't know what the attendance was like or anything, but I thought that was a very...
That was an interesting...
It was an interesting... I thought it was an interesting choice in that it wasn't someone... You know, the rest of the... the rest of the acts there were people that you probably knew. Like, you know, some Newsboys and like some of the people, maybe not a huge name, but you've probably at least heard them at some point. Like, oh, yeah, they're some Christian band or something,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, right.
So even bands that weren't like really well known, you probably had some. And then there were the big names, Ice Cube, et cetera, so forth. She was the only one that was kind of like, well, not exactly sure. But good for them.
Like, yeah, I like the taking a chance or
yeah.
whatever.
And so, I would like to see them do more of that. And the same thing, there was a guy, he's playing next week, I think. So by the time he might be playing Tuesday. So if you're listening to this on Monday. Boogie with a Hoodie, that's his name. Boogie with da Hoodie, I think, is the official pronunciation, and rapper, young guy, same kind of thing. Like, he definitely has a following. It's not the typical fair thing, I don't feel like, but they're taking a chance, and I think it's cool. I think they should do more of that. And if they can do that once or twice every
year. Right. That's a nice slip
year.
In a couple up-and-coming acts.
I think that's, yeah, I think that's really good.
Smart.
And then I think, the only thing I wish I just that they would try to at least get one like heavier rock kind
right.
of band coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
they never do. But
happen.
I mean, right.
There's even that many shows at C-Mart or anymore.
I mean,
anything.
Truthfully,
just,
yeah.
There's so
in general,
few rock shows.
Right. I mean, there are a bunch. There's rock shows happening, but it doesn't have the draw that it used to. So you're not going to get it to go. And that's the thing. We don't have a venue the size of the rock shows that are having, you know.
Right.
So
it's like an odd size.
Right. So it's like they're not going to come to even Sound Arena, maybe.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be playing at Fulton 55 or Strummer's. And so it's like we get kind of screwed out of a lot of that kind of stuff.
It seems like the Rainbow books differently now. Like, it used to be the Rainbow would get those kind of rock acts, those sizes.
Yeah.
And
I think it's just there's not a promoter doing it, or if there is, the promoter isn't getting offered those kind of shows, you know. So because that would be a great place for it,
right?
But yeah, all right.
Now we're really moving on.
Super
moving on. Let's what I have termed as now the Firestone Flap.
Firestone Flap.
Where the should we review it, or do you care about reviewing it to?
Yeah, dude, tell people what happened.
So, John Legend came to Fresno, watched the Fresno State game.
Totally innocuous
thing. His nephew play football for Minnesota.
Right. Totally innocuous thing.
Saturday night, everyone's on Twitter like, oh my God, John Legend.
John Legend, they saw him. It was a big deal.
People were taking pictures, and he was taking pictures.
He had an entourage like whisk him away after the game, apparently.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It looked, because the pictures I saw looked like, oh, he's just in the stands.
You know, he was, and then I think at some point, like, people must have started recognizing him, and then...
people were like, boy, what the heck?
So, right. So then, yeah, because one of the co-worker at the B was there. He was taking pictures for the Collegian, college newspaper, and he said... they were like, oh, yeah, John Legend's here. So he was, like, running around trying to find him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said he sees this big rush of people, and it's John Legend. So he actually has a picture of, like, John Legend, like, smiling and waving from inside his car or whatever. So
he's like, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, I think he had an escort, like, after the game or whatever. Yeah. But, so anyway, he's at the game. Yeah,
had a great time.
Had a great day.
Next morning, he's like,
put it out on Twitter. Like,
he's like, hey, went up to Fresno, saw my nephew play. Great stuff. Good time. And we're like, oh, yeah, cool. John Legend, he likes it. He didn't say, like, because everyone's like, okay. He says something. What's he gonna say?
Right. They expected like,
because of our sensitive ways here. We're like, oh God, he's gonna say something crappy, and he didn't. It was nice, and everyone's like, yay! And then there was one. Then I started going through the comments. I'm like, and this is because all my years of this experience. I'm like, all right, where's the Fresno joke? Where's the Fresno? Oh, there it is. There's the Fresno joke. And it was, sorry
now,
you had to go to Fresno.
Right, so hold on. Let's step back, because there was no joke there. There's, the woman who put the comment says that she was joking, like, eventually, like...
Yeah.
Because what happened was there was a whole shitstorm that came out of it, because people were like, oh my God, how the fuck? How dare you?
Sorry you had to come to Fresno.
Right. So that was her comment. Sorry you had to come to Fresno to see the game. People freaked out. She was like, oh, I was just joking or whatever. Jokes need to be funny. And like, yeah. Even like, think about that in a, like, even as we're saying that, like, sorry you had to come to Fresno. Where's the punchline?
Yeah.
Like, or where is even the set? What? It just doesn't make any sense. Now, that being said, my question is two things. One, why are we so stupid sensitive, mm-hmm. Fresno?
Mm-hmm.
And then B, who can make fun of Fresno?
Okay. A, this was it. Somebody had said it recently. I heard on a podcast. Somebody smarter than me, and it basically is like everything that things that go wrong. It's always a bunch of little things that end up happening. Like.
True, right? It's never one colossal thing.
It's never one thing. It's always a bunch of little things that make that one thing happen. And so this whole thing is because of a bunch of little things. And it is the fact that you had this happy moment that was somebody had to do a bash Fresno.
Someone had to shit on what could have been a fine thing. Yeah.
Which would have gone mostly unnoticed, except for the person is a... somebody that works at Firestone. Now, and then it's somebody that works at Firestone that does the media.
Right. The media.
And then it's Firestone. Then you had Firestone is the biggest craft beer brewery in Fresno. As far as distributed. Most available craft beer in Fresno. More available than Tioga Sequoia.
They're everywhere. And if you add in 805, it's like a huge, yeah.
Then you add in... Paso Robles is our first stop on the way to the coast. I always felt like there's like a small kinship to like. Always felt bad for Paso Robles. I always would try to I'd be like, Paso Robles isn't that bad. It's okay. It's like Fresno on the coast.
And
people are like, whatever.
No one goes to Paso. Yeah, everyone stops through Paso on the way to Pismo or Morro Bay.
Here considers it like a cool place outside of going to Firestone, Fresno has Firestone has made a lot of hay from Fresno and the Valley.
Oh yeah.
And so you, as Fresnans, we always assume like, oh, Firestone appreciates us.
It was just a little slap. Firestone it felt loves like a us. Slap in the face.
And so so somebody who's out should be out in front of all this, like should be aware that Fresno is a big deal to Firestone, makes that comment. Right. And we're like, so it's like either this person, nobody's told this person.
Which could be, right.
Which could be, or this person knows it and doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And
which is the part that stung from us.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why it blew up. And then I have a perspective of, I know what happened on Beer Twitter as a result of this.
Beer Twitter, right.
Beer Twitter went ballistic and hates Fresno now and hates me and hates everything Fresno related. And so all Beer Twitter saw was her one comment.
Right, right.
And they're like, well, it's Fresno getting so hurt about this one comment. Right. But in actuality, she was battling Fresno
back.
Twitter all morning.
Right, right.
And there wasn't just one thing. And to add to it, even Mike Oz is like, you know what, I'm over all, he's kind of like got your attitude of like, I'm over all this like Fresno joke, but like, how is the person that's in charge of Firestone's media,
right.
Why are you doing this? And then you would think at this point, this person be like, whoa, I've screwed up here. I'm backing out.
She just kept doubling down.
But she kept doubling down. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Firestone sponsored some little concert in your town. And now I'm supposed to shut up. And we're like, oh, my God. This person is not doing well on her job.
Right.
And that's why the thing escalated and got so big.
Okay.
Is because it's all the little things of this isn't. So now let's move on to why are we so sensitive?
Because I want to talk about this because I just feel like
I've been sitting with this a month, okay, and I've done it twice on the Perfect Pour, and I've not done it properly on the Perfect Pour, so I'm glad I have this forum. And I'm
here's my thing about it.
I get too worked up about it.
I just don't understand, why? Like, what was the point of the original tweet? Because it's like, who can't, like, why do you need to say that, to make a comment like that? Like, that's something you could think to yourself and totally acceptable. Like, you know, I don't know what Fresno has done to this person that would merit you, caring enough.
Well,
if she's from Fresno, okay. Because look.
Right.
People who
that's to answer your question of like, if you're from here, you can do that.
So I guess maybe we move on. Let's
No. Go ahead.
So that's my first thought. Is like, why do you need to do this, and why do you need to like ruin what wasn't any kind of any moment now? Because I feel like if John Legend had been like, hey, I was in Fresno and this weird stuff happened to me while I was there and the game was kind of ruined because Fresno acted in a certain way, then I would understand her going like, well, I'm sorry you had to go through Fresno. It didn't. He just – it wasn't anything about Fresno. There was nothing about Fresno other than like he was there for this game.
Right.
Did his tweet even mention that he was in like Fresno, or did it just say I went to watch the Bulldog game or something?
Yeah, I think –
it doesn't.
I think he did say Fresno. I think he said went up to Fresno.
Point being, like, there was no need to bring any sort of negativity into it.
Yeah, it was like he went to any random city. It wasn't anything about it.
And so, to me, it's like, there was no need for that sort of negativity. Also, it just makes me wonder, like, what's up with that person, right? And then B, it's just like, is this something that happens, and I believe it does, in other cities where there's people that don't live in the city have so much, like, disdain for, like, because here, and I don't know her at all and her backstory, and again, so maybe if she is from Fresno or whatever, like, but otherwise, like, you don't live here, so why?
Why would you bother doing that?
Yeah, like, why does it matter if the place, like, I'm not going to be like, fuck, Houston is a terrible piece of shit place. Why would you, you know, like, or any, whatever the city is. I pulled Houston and I'm sorry to Houstonites. But it could be any city. And like, but I wouldn't do that because why? Right. Like, what's the point?
I wouldn't bother. I think right. because there's another of those tiny things. Another one is the people that are native to the Central Coast do not like
right.
Valley
they,
people.
Yeah. So maybe that.
And
yeah.
they just have this sort of ingrained thing of like, we don't like Fresnans. We don't like Bakersfield people. We don't like them coming here. This is our coast. And like, we're yeah. in the Valley. Like, no, that's our coast too.
Right.
You're Central. We're all Central. We're all Central California.
You're not the good part of the coast anyway. God damn it.
Yeah. You suck.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I appreciate all parts of California. Okay. So, second question, and maybe the more important question. Who can make fun of Fresno? Or, like, when is it okay to make fun of Fresno? Or is there a way to make fun of Fresno? Or, you know, either make fun of Fresno, criticize Fresno, point out flaw, whatever, without getting overrun by people going, oh, you're just a hater.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Excuse my language. It's got to be just like comedy is, where you can joke about anything
right.
if it's funny.
If it works.
If
right.
it's a good joke. And I think if you make a good joke, even Fresnans are going to be like, okay, that was funny.
Right.
But so it wasn't. And then also there is a certain aspect of like, you can make, you know, when you're in, you can have a fight with your sister all you want. But if somebody outside right. of your family says something about your sister,
right.
you're going to be like, what the hell? You're going to want to beat somebody's ass. So it's like, you can't. So I can make fun of,
sure.
we've made fun of Fresno for 15 years.
We've made a whole podcast.
Yeah. but we live here, so we can right. do that. And it's just, I can make fun of Clovis. I make fun of Clovis. But this whole thing made me even rethink that. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah?
Should I just
like,
not be making right, fun of right, anybody right. anywhere?
And well, like, so here's another thing.
But if
I think
she
we have
made
to,
fun of Clovis, I'd be like, hey,
another
can't do
thing
that.
We have to take into consideration is Fresno has been like a butt of jokes right. for a long
That's,
like it's been a punchline.
Another one of those small
for a long
another
time,
one of those
like
things
a long
to add
time.
Up.
Anytime that
more so than most cities,
right? Anytime you need, and I think the reason for this, and I can't remember exactly where I read this, and it makes sense though. Like Fresno is a small town that, like, it's a big town, so people have heard about it, so mm-hmm. people know Fresno, right? Like they've mm-hmm. either been through it, they've seen it on a map, whatever, because it's a big city,
right.
in California. It's a place no one's been.
Mm-hmm.
So you can like poke fun at it or touch on it and no one's going to get mad because no one's been there. So like if you talk shit on San Francisco or Los Angeles or San Diego, enough people have been there that they're going to go like, oh, that's not really true. I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say whatever you want about Fresno and no one's going to know because to
right.
most people, Fresno is just a spot on a map.
They don't know or they just went
they
through a 99.
Right.
They went through
and
a 41.
It smelled like cow crap and yeah. whatever, so they just assume like, oh, okay, it's a backwards kind of hillbilly place,
mm-hmm.
which has been like the stigma for so long. So I think that's the other thing. It's like we're still, and I thought we were over it. Like, you know, I mm-hmm. thought the Fres Yes movement
right.
really has pushed us over the limit of like really caring about this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it has
well,
not.
Yeah,
where we're still having like we feel like we have to prove something to someone like, oh, we're just as good as whatever other city
right.
and it's like get over all that.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I think we are to a certain point, but then there's also like we're also tired of like getting stepped on, so we're
right,
like
right.
why should I allow myself
I
to
need
get
to
stepped
stay,
on
right,
anymore
right, right.
And because now we have I feel like Fresno has enough to where I don't feel bad about defending Fresno
right,
20
right.
years ago, I might
have been
like,
well, you're right.
Been like, okay, well, but like now I'm like I'm pretty, you know, obviously Fresno is an imperfect place, but it's,
well,
there's
no place is perfect.
Right.
That's the other thing that I don't get. People are like, oh, so you had to go through wherever. And it's like, yeah, people go to football games all the time and every city sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sucks.
Have you ever been to Phoenix? Have you ever been to New Orleans in the summer? Have you ever been to like you know, any place in Illinois? Like, I mean
yeah.
No offense to Illinois. But it's like places suck. That's just the general being of, right. you know, and some places have better things than others. And I don't feel like, you know, I know some people personally who are not particular fans of Fresno, and they have reasons for it. And those reasons I feel like are legitimate, because if you are a certain type of person, there are things Fresno will is lacking some things that you may want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're into culture, like whatever the culture is, beer culture, wine culture, food culture, like whatever. We're building that up now, but it's still a little bit behind. So if you are a foodie who wants to really like delve into things and wants to go out every weekend and have a really cool, different kind of food experience, you might not get that in Fresno. Cool. If you want to like talk trash on that, awesome. Beer culture, same way. Like, we're building it, but still, we're not San Diego, we're not Sacramento, we're not like whatever. Okay, cool. I understand those things. But just to like throw out kind of blanket, like, oh, sorry, you had to stop through Fresno. Get out of here with that. You know, like, that's my take anyway.
Right.
If you want to talk, if you're from Fresno and you want to talk shit about Fresno, you better be able to back it up with like, here's the reasons I personally don't think Fresno is great. And then we'll have an argument about it, because I'll tell you that you're probably wrong.
Probably wrong about almost all of it. Especially these people, there's a lot of Los Angeles people that are like, you know, left in their 20s or whatever, and they're just, they had a bad time, and then there's like, they use Fresno as their scapegoat for their bad time.
Right. And that's cool. If you lived in Fresno and you didn't like it when you were here, awesome. Like, I mean, not awesome for you. Sucks for you. But I understand how you could have a bad feeling towards Fresno. Mm-hmm. Cool. Get over it, though. At a certain point, you have to put that aside and be like, I live a different life now. I don't need to crap on Fresno every time someone brings it up.
Right. And the thing, one of the byproducts that happened from this for me is I realized, especially Los Angeles people, but I think it's happened, a lot of people that move to bigger areas or whatever, there isn't the sense of community. Like, if somebody shits on Los Angeles, there's nobody's going to be like, hey!
right.
Because there's no, like, everyone's just, there's 100 different communities.
Right.
Nobody's going to be like,
people do it all
that's
the time.
Messed up! It's just like,
and who doesn't talk shit on Brooklyn, let's say, or whatever, you know? Like, yeah,
Portland, so there's no, like, so there's no sense of pride and community to even like rise up and say, don't say that, bro. Like, but I appreciate that Fresno has a community of like, watchdogging.
Yeah. Right.
Like, Fresno, like, people we saying something wrong about Fresno. Mm-hmm. Like, no, actually, you're wrong about that. And what bad thing happened to you in Fresno? Because we can fix it.
That's what I want to know. I feel like this person who, like, someone from Fresno really did this person wrong. Mm-hmm. And so they're just like, sorry. Or, you know, maybe they came through on the hottest day of the year or whatever or something.
But yeah, beer.
Maybe they couldn't find parking downtown or something.
Beer. I mean, oh, no, it's beer Twitter hates us.
Yeah. Well, that's going to happen. They don't hate me. They hate you.
Yep. Hate me.
You can go ahead. Beer Twitter,
everyone
please.
Else is good.
Leave me out of it.
Yeah. Merrick, me and Merrick.
Yeah, Mark, yeah.
Mark, sorry, Mark.
Oh, yeah, from the B.
We took a big hit in Beer Twitter.
I think, you know, but I think his, you know, he had written a piece, and I think it was fairly well. It was a good response.
It was like, you know, they freaked out about that, and like, it was just a light post. Like, he was treating it with kid gloves,
right,
I thought.
Right. He was having fun with it.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, being too nice to the Far Sun person. I'm like, geez, this is, like, he's very trying to not mess. And the beer Twitter still was like, who dare you?
Well, and like, I mean, truthfully, that is one of the things where, like, look, if you're a professional in the media business and you piss off a large part of your like customer base, that's you know people still drink 805 though, so
I haven't spent money on Farson since that happened.
I know several people that is the same thing. I rarely buy Firestone anyway, so there you go. But All right, let's leave that. All right. Let's leave
let's
that.
Let's take a music break. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
You take a breath.
Woo.
Come back.
Did you do it proper now? Do you feel proper? Is there anything else you need to...
always is something.
Go ahead.
I'll know later. Oh, I'm like, damn it.
Well, next time we'll bring it back.
Nobody, but like, I'm the only one that cares. So
I mean, I do. I don't know if we hit on it on this show as much anymore, but there was a time in Fresno where, I mean, it was bad. I mean, you know, like in terms of like
our own, we do so.
Yeah. I mean, we had this really terrible, like, self-esteem issue where it was like nothing. We didn't think we had anything good. Mm-hmm. And then for a long time, probably the last 20 years, there's been a real push of people coming through who really like are pro Fresno and wanting to create, like specifically be in Fresno and create stuff. So we have the, you know, Bitwise, Creative Fresno at that time when they were coming through. There was, you know, a lot of people, even, you know, even having Bubba as the mayor, even having Ashley Swearingen as our mayor, who were very like pro Fresno, very like pro community, like, within the larger context, of the, you know, California and et cetera. And then even within the last little bit of like having politicians like realize that like Fresno and the Central Valley is a place that like, they need to pay attention to. And, you know, Gavin Newsom comes through and all these, you know, political candidates come through. That's all like good stuff for us. And so I think that hopefully that self-esteem part of it is getting pushed away where it's like, no, we're a city. We're like anyone else. Treat us like anyone else. Quit bagging on us.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, it still happens. Just the other day, I can't remember, but there was some sitcom and the joke about, you know, oh, I ended up in Fresno or I was working in Fresno or I had
it's like just like this
shitty
lazy
time in Fresno.
The lazy line. And I think there's a ton of TV writers that are former Fresnans
I think they're just like some Central Valleyites and, you know, they grew up in Sacramento or Stockton or wherever and they're just like, Fresno. And it makes sense where we are. If you start going down the list of California cities, you know the city, know the city, know the city, know the city, know the city. Fresno, you know? So it kind of makes sense because it's like, you know, whatever. It's San Francisco, LA, San Francisco, Sacramento, San Diego, San Jose, Fresno.
Yeah.
And so if you put it on that list, like, well, of course, like, you know, so of course, if you're going through that, you're like, where could someone be from that's like kind of a big city, but also like no one's going to, everything's going to be like, oh, that's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's the same. Remember when freaking Toyota had their Prius commercial and it was like whatever in the middle of nowhere, you run out of gas or whatever. Remember that?
And it was Fresno.
Yes.
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
This is the same thing. Like it's that whole like, oh, somehow we're in the middle of nowhere. Which in some ways it's like, we
and
are
it shows
because
Fresno. And it's like this Midwestern gas station in the middle of nowhere. And like, oh, here I'm in Fresno.
Anyway, all right. So music break.
I just feel bad. Like there's a group of us. We need to have a Facebook group of people from Cleveland, Detroit, and Fresno. We're all the three of us. Are just
we'll
just have some beers together.
Yeah, we need to do. Yeah, Cleveland.
I don't know anything
what's
about
the other?
Minneapolis.
What's the no? Baltimore. We need Baltimore.
Baltimore gets shit on. So we'll just form a Facebook group together.
That'd be great.
So people are mean, aren't they?
If you're listening from any of those places, hit us up. if you are like the fifth biggest city in your state, hit us up.
You probably get crapped on. Yeah. You'll understand.
All right. Music break. Let's do it. Let's just play it and then we'll talk about it. Let's just play the song.
Sometimes they mean something. sits if you can see her. A jealousy or roses burn.
I don't know about you, Lay Wolves, I ran across when probably, God, it might be 10 years now. I hope it's not that long ago, but I was doing the show over at KFSR. I did the local show, and so every week I was trying to find local bands and stuff, and they had this single out that was just so good, and so I was playing them, and then we brought them on for Fuse Fest one year. And they played at the Warner's Theater, like on the Warner stage. Remember the year we had the Warner stage?
Oh, gosh.
And they were just so good. Like, I just remember them being, like, so...
That was cool, because you got to just stand on the stage with them and watch.
And they were just, like, really just a, like, totally entertaining band and doing something kind of different, like, that no one else was really doing at the time. And the front man was just, like, so charismatic in the way that he carried himself and, like, you know, the look. Mm-hmm. Like, everything, they were just awesome. And so I'm really super – and then they kind of just not disappeared, but for a while they weren't doing as much and kind of laying low. And now they're back. They have this they have this album out, and super excited to see them back. And, you know, I really dig those guys. And dude's my neighbor, so.
Right.
There you go.
Man.
Lay Wolves, go check them out.
Josh
G. Yeah, you can find them. It's just, you know, L-E Wolves. You can find them on Facebook and all that good stuff. So,
Lay Wolves.
So track them down. Good music and, yeah.
So what's
moving on.
Moving on. The Fresno Foxes. Are we gonna still have Fresno Foxes next year? I mean, this is for Foxtrot Podcast. Listen to Foxtrot.
Yeah, go listen to the Foxtrot Podcast. They know it all pretty well.
Know all the things.
I don't know. So in terms of like reporting that the Fresno Bee has done, from what I have seen, everything's like speculation.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, no one's really saying anything. There will be some sort of decision. I mean, I think right now the team, did they have a game?
Yeah.
Yesterday or something? Did they win?
I don't know.
We should have looked that up. Because they're looking, they're either in, they're in the postseason. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all a little bit confusing.
Anyway,
to me.
So right now they're totally focused on that. And I think this was some bad timing for them, I feel like, where, you know, so long story short, they may or may not be moving. The team may or may not be sold. They may or may not stay in Fresno. And, you know, according to one story that I read, it's like at 50-50 whether or not the team will be moving forward next year. There were rumors that the team might be moving out of
Tacoma won.
Fresno. Oh, womp, womp. Sorry, team. So there are rumors that they might be moving to a different place. I think Monterey was something that I had heard at one point. And it all revolves around this whole idea of them being able to, well, part of it, and there could be other stuff underneath all of this, but that idea that the team needs a place to play. They want to have a stadium. They want to have their own. I mean, they have to have their own.
They're required to have their own dedicated stadium.
Dedicated to soccer. So
they can't just keep playing in the baseball field.
They can't play at the baseball field. So they could, I suppose, there could be another place for them to play. Anyway, they want to get a stadium. They want to get their own stadium. They can't apparently find a spot in Fresno that works for them. Right. Or even, I guess they were looking at maybe Madera County someplace, and none of that was really working. And so there's a question of whether or not they will be able to stay. Seems real shitty. This is, you know, from supporters, they feel like it's real shitty that I keep cussing today for some reason, but it's really terrible that, I know.
So it's television.
I know. It's real terrible that the team, you know, the owners come in and at the beginning when they started, they were talking about this long-term commitment and really wanting to be in the city and build the team and the supporters and blah, blah, blah. And I feel like the supporters, the fan base really bought into that, and they are really working to push it hard. And, you know, there's all these people like, you know, really doing it. And now they're like, oh, well, we don't know if we're going to be able to make it work here. Well, come on, you know? And then there are some questions about, you know, advertising over the last, you know, there's Marek in the B. I don't know if he actually did a call about this or not, but, you know, he's sort of pointed out in conversations with me, like, you know, there was World Cup happening, you know, Women World Cup. And did you see one, like, commercial for the Fox anywhere in any of that? So there were opportunities, it felt like, where they could have gotten out in front of a bigger audience, and they didn't. Why that didn't happen, who knows? So, you know, there's just some questions about, like, What do you do with that? And I mean, to me, it feels like that would be a real shame if the team disappeared, and especially if they disappeared here and ended up someplace else. At the same time, I don't know. Do you feel for the team knowing that this is a business? They have to go where it makes the most sense. If they can go to a place that will, you know, help them to build a state, find a place to build a stadium. Now, the city of Fresno is saying we're doing everything we can to help them find a spot, and they looked at several locations, and whatever reason, the locations didn't work. They're not big enough. There's not parking, blah, blah, blah. You know, because it's like those are the things you need. You have to have the space. It has to be big enough. Has to have parking. If it's someplace that doesn't already have that built in, then you have to have extra space so that you could build a park. And so it just becomes kind of this weird logistics thing. A lot of people, several months ago, there was the question of like, oh, we're going to get this stadium. Where is it going to go? Needs to be downtown. Well, can it be downtown? Because where's it going to go downtown? And there was that whole debate. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, it was like, oh, maybe it'll be up in, you know, Madera County, you know, across the river or whatever, which, I mean, you know, there were people that were kind of poo-pooing that. It could be south of the city, like out at the sports complex. You know, a lot of people were like, well, Granite Park is just sitting there, not doing anything. Now, the city doesn't really own that and can't, you know, can they help them facilitate something like that? Who knows? So, you know, it's all up in the air right now. I would assume if the season is over for them now, like if their postseason aspirations are done, then we'll probably be getting some more information soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hopefully it
this is why
works
people
out,
make fun of Fresno. I don't know. Because we
can't get a soccer team.
No, it is one of those things where it's like, why can't we have nice things? You know, like, why can't we have a team?
It's just, and, I think teams more, struggle it's everywhere. It's just about, so. Really, if there was some big money person behind the Foxes, it would probably be done already. But it's just the fact that there's not enough money. You can make a lot of places work if you have enough money.
Right.
Since the city is not want to commit or can't commit money to it, the Foxes don't have a lot of money. So, and then the league is like, hey, you guys got to play in a legit stadium if you want to be in this league.
Right.
So, like, it sucks all around.
Well, you know, I feel like the city probably can't start throwing money at a team because they've done that in the
past.
They've
sunk so much into the Grizzlies. It's like,
yeah, you know, like they've done that in the past. There was the whole stadium was set up around that kind of idea. We're going to build this thing and we're going to have this, and it didn't really work out. And in the past, they've, you know, the monsters were the same way where it was like, you know, so I think the city has really tried to work with some of these entities, and it didn't work out for them. So now I think they might be a little leery of stepping in and really, you know, wanting to just let it kind of. Unfortunately, we might be without a professional soccer team. You know, I mean, I guess there would still be an amateur team if I had to guess. I mean, I assume that there are enough players
in
town.
Yeah, we might have to step down.
There's enough excitement in town. Like, we had the Fuego
step back to where we were with the Fuego or something.
So, like, and I don't know how all that works. Again, the Foxtrot podcast will probably be able to line this all
listen
up.
To
so,
them.
If you're a soccer, if you're into soccer, you really want the full depth of it, there are several there were several blog posts. I think theathletic.com is one of them that had something on this, and then the Foxtrot.
Yeah, that's a major. Let me find.
So, anyways, there are places to find out. We're not going to be able to give you all of the down and dirty details, but I can give you the sort of my thought on it, which is like we should do everything we can, you know, to keep it. And I think there's a lot of the fan club and the fan bases, you know, they're sort of taking to having a campaign to kind of like stay in Fresno and really tell the team management like, hey, this is important to us. We will support. We want to keep you guys here. So whether or not that happens, we'll see. But
On Twitter, there's also his blog is not there now.
Who's that?
SF Globe Trekker.
Oh yeah,
Fresno
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah,
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
He's pretty in on that too. So if you want to follow him on Twitter,
so there's plenty of places to go and look for that information. If you don't know,
I'm pretty upset that the patio is gone from Toledo's.
The whole thing tore
that shit down.
The whole thing is gone.
Well,
putting up a strip mall. Is there putting up a strip mall? What's happening there?
Probably, but you know what? That was such one of the unique patios, and I went there as a kid, fact that it only slightly changed over the years, and I was like, oh, I used to sit here as a kid.
Right,
and
it definitely is one of those spots.
Quirky spots that you can't replicate.
Right, you can't replicate. And there's only a few of those left, you know?
Yeah, and now it's completely gone. Knowing, like, especially being educated about this because of Tokyo Garden, that was all going to go away, once you change ownership, you have to completely make a building compliant. I think that building was grandfathered in because there's no way that patio was ADA compliant. I assume that's why it gets torn down because I was thinking like, oh, some other Mexican restaurant will go in there and I'll still be able to enjoy the patio and you know, Taleo's food is fine.
Yes.
I was going there for the patio.
Right, you were at the ambiance.
The patios I'll just go there for the patio. But now that it's completely gone, I can see like there's no way somebody could have with the ownership change, they couldn't have made that patio.
So, here's a good question. So these places are sort of disappearing. What are the places that are coming up now that have this sort of – I mean, is there a place now that you would go like, not that has the similar vibe, but is something that like, you know, 20 years from now we're going to be like, that place is great and I'm glad that it's still around.
Oh, gosh.
That's something to think about maybe for next time.
That's a good future blog post.
Yeah, blog post about that.
That's too much for me to think about right now.
Because, you know, things change. We can't. That's just the nature of the beast. And after, how long has that place been there?
Fresno, it used to be El Cid, which I think now is an Oakhurst. If you want that vibe, go up to the Oakhurst one.
So it's been there for a while. And so the point is, like, things change and we can't expect places to just continue.
But it's just also
the
thing of, like, Fresno or a reputation of, like, we just tear shit down.
We love to do it.
Bulldoze it. But on a positive note, our oldest the oldest building in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Getting the facelift.
Woo!
Getting
the Expositor
it back to its
building.
Yeah. Getting it back to its original.
So it's on the
face.
It is on Fulton Street, what used to be the Fulton Mall. And it, like all of those buildings, when the Fulton Mall went in, they kind of got a face. Lift a face change so
facade
a facade yeah
all the facades like put over all those, the other
right
facade.
So all those facades or most of the facades that you see on the buildings down there are all just like
placed over
the original
building.
And so underneath those facades are some really beautiful architecture, and I think we've talked about this before. There's a couple of buildings downtown where you can actually look and you know, on the facade, they'll have these like big arches or windows. Mm-hmm. And behind that, you can see the actual building.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of people have argued, like, why are we doing this? This beautiful original architecture is sitting there and it's covered up by all this like weird stucco and 60s grossness. So the Expositor building, they've torn all that down and they're bringing it back to its original facade. That did not happen without some deal of money. And so I think that's the big thing is I think that, you know, we still have building owners who are like not really
spend money on that kind of thing, especially when they're from out of town.
Right. So but for the Expositor building and that is the oldest building
in downtown.
Yeah. And it was the original newspaper
building. Oldest standing working building in Fresno, but somebody else I saw was like in downtown at least.
Right. There probably is. I mean, I would think there are definitely. When was it built? Do you know? Early 1900s.
Yeah, I want to see.
I'm gonna look for
might
it.
Might be just, late 1800s, but
because there are probably houses.
There's got to be houses older than that.
That were older than that.
I think oldest building, like not a house.
It is on the local register of historical places, 1881/1888.
Okay.
Second story was added in 1888. First floor was 1881. Mm-hmm. A one story addition in the rear was added in 1898, and it was the original
very popular
newspaper building. So rears. Yeah, so the facade was stucco wrapped. God, stucco just needs to die. Whoever came
love
up with
it.
Stucco?
No, we love it.
I need to look that up because I'm very interested. Like, why? What is like?
I'm sure
because
it's cheap.
And it looks.
It has to be.
It,
and
it looks
okay.
Normal.
Yeah.
Like there's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the worst thing ever.
There's a lot of styrofoam in some houses.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
That you know, with stucco sprayed over it.
The facade was stucco wrapped as part of the Fulton Mall project in the 60s, and so the building has lost much of its historical integrity. Blah 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 blah. Well, now it is back. So, is the project
cool
done?
Brick.
Do you know? I can't remember if it's they were in the midst of it.
It looks
like
pretty close. I don't know what's going to happen in there.
Yeah.
Like what's I think what businesses or anything, but. It'd be nice that we start getting some more Fulton Street stuff.
That isn't around
the breweries, which is great, awesome.
Right.
But you know, Brewery District is getting even bigger now. With the there's a couple places that are going to go
across
from
Zach's
Brewery
opening and the Modernist and some other stuff. So,
and then now House of Pendragon Pop PK is just House of Pendragon.
Oh yeah,
which I'm cool with.
Are you cool? Yeah.
I'll miss some of the food, but. I'm glad that there. It's just a House of Pendragon place.
It allows them to do more as the brewery, I think, which is nice.
Because it was annoying as a beer geek to not be able to take home some House of Pendragon beer from there.
Right.
Because now they'll be able to do growlers and crowlers.
Well, I always thought it was interesting. So I thought it was a good idea, I suppose. But to me, it's like I liked what House of Pendragon did in Visalia at their main Hot PK. Pita Kebab.
Pita Kebab. There you go.
See, this is
took me a while.
No. And this is the other problem, right?
Yeah.
Is that like
it's
when you combine these things, it's totally confusing. People are like, is this Pita Kebab? Is it House of Pendragon? Is it Hot PK? Is it HOPPK?
Yeah.
Like no one really knew.
Yeah, right.
So I think from a business standpoint, it does allow House of Pendragon to toss all that other stuff away and just really like rebrand itself as like this is the brewery, the House of Pendragon Brewery. Downtown,
right?
So I think that's kind of nice. I will miss House of Pita Kebab.
Yeah,
I will miss Pita Kebab's food.
Yeah,
I think the shawarma fries were awesome.
Yeah. Jalapeno, hummus,
the cauliflower,
mm-hmm.
the artichokes, fried artichokes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff that was really cool. What I will say is anyone who hasn't been there for a while, go to House of Pendragon, the one there on Van Ness downtown. Check it out. Have some food. Let them know. I guess they're still tweaking things because they have a certain amount of time before essentially they have to rechange their liquor license, their brewery license or whatever.
Right.
That's the thing. So they're getting a license to actually be a tap room for their brewery. So that's going to take a while. In that time, they're going to be messing with the menu and doing some different things. So go in there now, kind of feel it out, tell them what you're looking for so that when they finally do their grand reopening, they'll have a more permanent menu and you can have stuff that you like on there. So.
And then on the other side of downtown, south of Shaw, brewing is going to open up.
Oh, man.
And eventually in that
this,
new,
in
that
the
building is cool
building.
Looking.
Peerless this is so exciting to me because I live right around the corner.
Yeah.
So, like, all of that stuff on the other side of downtown is walking distance for me, right?
Yeah.
Like,
but it's
but
a good
it
walk.
It takes 20 minutes. It's a solid walk. It's several blocks, and this would be literally around the corner, which is dangerous in some ways, but it could be nice on a weekend
everyone in
to
all
just
the
be
lofts
able to.
On that side of the, that's where a lot of the residential is.
I mean, all the there's so much residential down there.
And
so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
How
especially if they do, food trucks, if they do, you know, if they can make it like a cool hangout place, I think it'll do bonkers. I don't know anything about the brewery. Do you know anything about
I know from I think Bethany's article and I mean I've seen them for a couple of years. As I think they're homebrewers
looking
for a spot for
sure,
a couple of years.
Yeah,
I've been seeing them But I haven't actually had one of their beers. But okay. I think from what I've gathered is like they have a pretty good reputation as far as beer makers. And their name came from a band. Yes. That you probably know the band.
I do, yeah. We played with them a lot, I'm sure. South of Shaw was the name of the band, punk band back in the day. Back in the day. Not.
I like that it's a playoff of the whole North-South Shaw, so it's a very local referencing name for a brewery.
No, I think it's cool. And like I said, I
guess one of the members, former members, is part of it.
I believe so. Yeah. So I'm very excited. Like I said, it's around the corner. I feel like for me, at least, it'll change that neighborhood, especially like I said, if they have food trucks out there and it could be something like on a Thursday night, I can go out, or a Friday night, and hang out and then just get a beer, hang out, see some music, come go back to my house. I think that's great because it's missing now.
Because is there anything still in the old Ironbird cafe? Coffee place? Is there something there?
As a
business?
Yeah. Okay. So they have the Rio. It's like one of those bowl plates. They have bowls and acai bowls.
It's still going?
It's doing. It seems to be doing really well.
Is Tokyo doing normal?
Tokyo's still.
I don't see anything about
it's
Tokyo.
It's open. I mean, I think they still have the Sunday night jazz jam, I think. I haven't really seen them have stuff there, but again, I think it's just there isn't any. If someone wanted to do something there, I think they would be open for it. I think they're limited hours, and because it's just the guy and his wife and his son, and the brother I think is still not fully back involved or whatever. They're still there. They're still open. Mm-hmm. There's the Frosty Queen around the corner has like that place is really good.
Yeah.
But again, it's kind of like fast food. So
yeah,
I mean, there are places there, but I think
it's good to have that
having
side.
A hangout spot like
right.
that.
It'd be like interesting. Really, it'd be interesting to see how it affects the other side, the brewery district.
I personally don't think it will because. Tioga has the benefit of having venue space, so like they can do events there that like the other place can't, just because they have the space. So they, they're never gonna have Gore play it outside of this at South of Shaw. They're never gonna have a huge like Fres Yes Fest event. I just logistically they're not going to be able to do it in the same way that Tioga can. And then Tioga has the benefit of now there are a bunch of places down there.
Zach's is there. More bars and Pin
and
Dragon.
The stadium is right across the street.
There.
So I feel like that area, it's going to be fine. What I think will happen is you'll see the connection between them grow. You'll have stuff happening on one end, stuff happening on the other end, and hopefully we'll get some fill-in in the middle. And so, you can be hanging out at South of Shaw and be like, oh, man, let's go to the other place. And you'll walk up Fulton, maybe hit some places on the way, and that's what I think will happen. Hopefully. Or that would be the ultimate goal, I think.
And then
the brewery district would actually really be huge,
And then there's all that Bitwise stuff on the other part of downtown.
Oh yeah, man! There's so much, which is really cool. Yeah, they just Bitwise 41 just had their
grand opening.
It looked. I didn't go.
I had to stop.
FOMO, you had FOMO.
I had super FOMO, and I had to stop. I had to put Instagram away.
Yeah,
because
it was
I was seeing so much, and people I follow like. Hey, you were having fun, Bitwise. I'm like, argh.
And it did look awesome. I was at the original Bitwise grand opening, and I thought they did a really cool job. And that was like a very much like an event, it was black tie and whatever. And they had the Strange Vine play and a couple of different bands, and it was very it was a formal ish kind of party. This seemed less like that, but it definitely was like. Bitwise knows what it's doing in terms of these kind of events and things, and they had it all set up, and it just looks really cool there. you know, congratulations to them. And Irma's been like everywhere lately.
Yeah. On national
just,
media.
Yeah, I mean, just really killing it and talking about what they're doing there. And so I think they're really like continuing to build the what they're capable of doing. And it's really cool. I'm very happy for them. And glad that spot. That's another one of those places that's like, what was there? I mean, you know, it was like one of those spots that had so much potential and just kind of underused. Yep. So hopefully that'll get back on people's radar. So
just it's taking a long time, but that whole the downtown triangle.
Yeah, man.
It's happening.
It's getting there. It is slowly but surely coming together.
I think that's enough.
That's
man.
It. That's all you got.
That's enough.
I think that I can't think of anything else that
some
happened.
More things, but I think we'll be keeping an eye on for future episodes of Jan's. Is just right now. It's like everyone's like, dude, are you still running? What's going on? And I think
Andrew Jans has. I feel like he so
if he, he or has is said, like is he waiting for the right
so,
moment? Or?
Right. So he partly is he for him he's like it's a little too early to start the full court rush
press.
Whatever
full
they
court
call.
Press.
There you go. See what I know about
basketball
sports.
Reference. Fresno State basketball team looks like it's going to be great this year. By the way. Just
So partly that's that. And then other than that, he's saying that he's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, so meeting with people in the know and kind of like schmoozing like behind the scenes. So stuff that you're not going to see, but it is happening. That being said, dude doesn't have a statue out at
– Yeah, come on. Get a statue, bro. But I think, too,
dude is not on the TV.
He's pretty limited because there was that whole little law that they end around that put in to like limit him to what he can do.
So I do
while
I
he's
can't
a DA.
Remember he did sue and I can't remember the outcome of that. I think he is going to have to take some time off from his job to actually. So that could be too that he's waiting a little bit so that like when he does he can make that full break and not have to because that really is going to and you know which is like if you're retired and you're making a gigantic crap ton of money with your pension and your double whatever that like Dyer has.
Yeah.
You can it's not going to affect you in the same way that it's going to affect Jans having to take time off and like so I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting because I think, you know, Dyer good or bad, people know the name.
Yeah.
Now, I think it's good or bad in that if you know the name and you're favorable, cool.
Right.
If you know the name and you're not favorable, you know. And so I think I don't think there's a lot of middle ground of people who are like you know, oh, Dyer, I can take him or leave him. I think most people are very like best thing ever, worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And it's going to fall on those lines. And so the question is, can Jans pull some of the people?
We are going to, you know, really see if Fresno is a 50-50 town or not.
Right.
Because it seems like we usually are anymore pretty 50-50 in the
political.
See.
Yeah. So anyway, so we'll look out for that next time. Let's think about this. I gave you a blog post idea for it. You can run with it.
Oh, yeah.
If you want.
The Fresno, like, but, what unique little
thing. Yeah, what's
thing?
Our new, like, Fresno landmark kind of place that people, like, years from now are going to go, blah, 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 close. Right.
All right.
So think about that, and then we'll be back next week, next month. We're not a weekly.
No. God. Monthly. Ugh. First Monday.
First Monday of the month.
But now let's plug
it up. But we'll plug it up.
Let's
have you start this time.
TheFresno.com.
Fresno.com. Right.
Occasional blog posts about things.
Such as?
Fresno. Yeah. Related. I didn't write a thing about the Firestone flap because I was told not to.
Oh, yeah?
Basically, yeah. I was strong-armed.
By your wife?
No.
Although like, she is my
smart. Yeah.
Like, do it.
I do have to use her for like, should I do this? Usually she's smarter than me and says, no, you should not. I'm like, damn it.
Stay away.
So, but I want to. I'm like, no. No, she was, you know, she's going to let me whatever.
But you were told, just
certain people on Beard Twitter were like,
leave
no, dude. Let's not. Because yeah, things went bad. Things went bad. Fresno acted really stupid too.
Fresno did some stupid shit on there. Yeah.
Fresno did some really stupid shit. So
they started
that's why.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I don't need to.
You don't want
to.
Yeah. At a certain point, just let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So Fresno.
Fresno. Other stuff. You know, yeah. Nicer, fun stuff.
Fun stuff. It's a good blog.
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
And the Flowing of Famous, that's a podcast I'm on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard about it.
You might have listened to it time to time.
I do that all the time, mix up my things.
It's fine.
The Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour, craft
beer show every
podcast.
Friday, new show.
Yeah.
You get all the local and national beer geeky stuff.
Very good.
We try to have fun with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to be. I like to think you don't have to be a beer geek to listen to it.
No, it's fun regardless.
Yeah.
It will be nicer if you have some beer
it
knowledge.
It helps a lot if you have no beer.
Yes, right.
Yeah. You don't have to be geek about it, but if you're like.
You should have some beer, a little bit of beer knowledge.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then there's Get Off My Podcast, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford Podcast.
Harrison Ford Podcast. Get Off My Podcast. And then there's Dorktown on Hiatus.
Dorktown is on. Okay. Very good.
And
anything else?
That's
okay.
Enough.
All right. Well, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com for anyone who wants to read whatever. A lot of this kind of stuff that I cover, but also breaking news and other stuff. So you can go there and find me. I'm also on Great Day on Fridays. I have a little quick little spot. If you're not tuned in the whole time, you'll miss it. I'm not going to tell you when it is. So you got to watch the whole thing from 6 o'clock until whenever. And it's just a little here's what to do for the weekend kind of thing. I also have another podcast. It is an Aikido podcast, so it's a martial art podcast called Aikido Discussed every week. You can find that on all your podcasting platforms if you're into martial arts. I have several bands that are playing music throughout the year. It'll go back, punk band. We have some stuff coming up. We also have an offshoot of that called Dan Ziggy Stardust, which is a mashup of Danzig and David Bowie. I believe we have a show coming up in December for that. That should be a lot of fun. There are costumes involved.
Costumes.
Oh, yeah. I have a band called the Strikingly Originals, another punk band, different-ish punk, but same kind of thing. We've played them on the show before. We will be playing in November at Tioga Sequoia with some touring bands coming through.
That'll be a good show.
I can't remember the exact date. I want to say it's Friday or Saturday.
Right. Keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out. That should be a good one. Big Balls is the AC/DC tribute we played last night at this interesting place. So apparently there is a rodeo grounds over by Woodward Park. Do you know about this? Toro something. It is a like an amateur, maybe they do professional events there, but amateur rodeo grounds kind of behind or north a little bit of Woodward Park, northeast, and they have a whole setup there, and this guy had a party. He opened a tattoo shop out in Clovis. They had the grand opening, and then the after party was at this place. We went and played. It was a lot of fun. Interesting. I had never been to the venue out there before. Pretty cool place.
I don't know that place.
Yeah. And then another band that I'm not fronting called the Downwinders. We don't have anything really happening right now. We're still in that. Working it out, woodshedding phase, whatever they call that, where you're just kind of getting the songs already. But eventually that will be available. And you can find all that stuff on the social medias.
Yeah.
As along with me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And
yeah. All that stuff. Follow Joshua Teehee.
Yeah.
And the Fresnan.
Yeah. So.
Some other show new. There's a new local podcast, the Valley of Shadows.
Valley of Shadows, Heather McLean, who is a longtime Fresno blogger, one of the OGs.
One of the OG Fresno
bloggers,
writers.
OG Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitterati.
One of the group of people that built the Fresno internet.
Yeah.
We
definitely
built it.
And so she. It is a. How do you describe it? So it's like a paranormal.
Yeah.
Paranormal. That's so funny. Like the first episode, they were talking about those Fresno
paranormal
night crawlers. Remember the Fresno night crawlers?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they talked about that. So really
still
cool.
Still unexplained.
Yeah. And
explain
him.
Explain those Fresno night crawlers, Josh.
I don't know. Like a pair of pants?
Walking pairs of pants that nobody can figure out how they're.
Um, So yeah, that's a new podcast.
And then there's Sabra.
Sabra.
That's a new one. I don't think we've talked about.
No. The downtown, yeah, kind of downtown guys.
Yeah, pretty, yeah, downtown centric, like creatives.
Yeah.
Downtown centric kind of thing. And then we talked, didn't we, mentioned the one with the guy from Grizzlies.
Oh, before. Closed-minded.
Yeah,
closed-minded podcast.
Clothes,
as in fashion. So it's Sam and the guy from Root. And they talk about all. So they have a new episode, I think, coming out soon. They're like on our schedule, like literally, first. I don't know if it's the first Monday, but once a month.
They do it once
a month. And I was talking to them the other day, and they are on our schedule because they're like, "Yeah, we kind of didn't record."
Oh.
So I was like, "Yeah, I've been there, man." Anyway, so that's a cool, cool podcast, and you will want to listen to that if you're at all into Sam Hansen and what he does in FTK, because they're going to have like a FTK, like the shop is going to have a little like pop-up on Black Friday.
Okay.
And people have been crazy about this, like, when's FTK going to reopen? And so they're doing this thing on Black Friday. You have to listen to the show to figure out how to get in. It's not like they're not going to let everyone in. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you're going to have to, like,
show them. You got to listen to a podcast.
You're
going to
have
cool.
to, like, show them your shoes or whatever. And if they're not cool enough, then you don't get in.
I have original Nike pumps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think I can get in. Maybe. All right.
So it's that kind of thing where, you know, anyway.
Or Reebok pumps, sorry. No.
Reebok. Reebok didn't. Did Reebok make
them? If you can see them, they're in the dark.
You're like, okay. Anyway, but I see you got some Vans over there. You got some Nike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Vans, can I get in with Vans?
Yeah, probably. If they're OG cool Vans. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. So listen to that. Any other Fox Shop podcast we already mentioned?
There's others. Two guys talking Fresno. I've been enjoying some of their shows.
Yeah,
recently,
man, they do a good job. Yeah. And
they're pro. They talk to real people.
Does the mayor's husband, and now I'm flaking on
the first
name.
Dude, Paul Sorgen.
Thank you. Does he have another podcast that he does?
More of like does, from the religious, yeah, more spiritual.
The I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah,
it's
well, listen to find them all. Stock Fresno, then you'll know.
All right. Anything else before we count it out?
We'll figure it out in November.
Count it out: 5, 4, 3, 2.